For the Cowboy State News Network, I'm Ty Stockton, and this is The Great Outdoors. The vehicle ferries dropped off another Ram Power Wagon last week, so I was in heaven again, at least for a few days. I've had the opportunity to drive a Ram Power Wagon several times since I started doing vehicle reviews, and every time I've wished the vehicle ferries would forget where I live when it came time for them to come take it back. I absolutely love this truck. It's a slightly jacked up version of the Ram 2500 with a bunch of off-road additions. It has locking front and rear axles, a sway bar disconnect switch, 33-inch off-road tires, a 12,000-pound worn winch, and the 6.4-liter V8 engine, which gives the Power Wagon 410 horsepower and 429 pound-feet of torque. On top of that, the last two models I drove also had all sorts of incredible interior features, including a camera that lets you see into the bed of the truck, even when you're driving, to go along with the backup camera. And to top it all off, they came with the Rambox cargo system, toolboxes built into the sides of the bed. That allows you to use the entire bed for cargo rather than filling a third of it with a hard-to-reach toolbox. You have to pay a bit for a truck this perfect, though. The base price of the Power Wagon is $51,700, and with all the options the latest one had on it, the sticker was just under $63,000. I'd have to sell a lot of photos to pay for one, but that's my new goal. I need this truck. It comes built for hunting and fishing right off the shelf. The only way it could be better is if it had the self-inflating and deflating tire mechanism like the military Humvees have, and a high-output LED light bar. But if I had a Power Wagon, I suppose I could make do without those other goodies. Anybody want to buy some photos from me? This has been The Great Outdoors. Visit us at cowboystatenews.com. I'm Ty Stockton, and I'll see you out there.